From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The presidents of the United States and Brazil both say they agree on the importance of collaborative efforts to combat the spread of the Zika virus. After the two leaders spoke, the White House issued a statement saying Barack Obama and Dilma Rousseff recognize the significance of working together. The World Health Organization is warning Zika virus could spread rapidly through the Americas and affect as many as 4 million people. The Zika virus has been tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly in Brazil, a condition that results in abnormally small brains and heads of newborns. There is no treatment nor cure. A delegation representing Syria's main opposition group is arriving in Geneva today, but it's still not clear whether the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee will directly participate in UN talks on Syrian civil war. Despite the absence of an opposition delegation, UN officials opened the talks Friday in Geneva. It's the first international effort since earlier UN negotiations collapsed in 2014. Farah Atassi is an opposition member close to the High Negotiations Committee.
They're coming for a discussion with the Mr. De Mistura, with the UN, not for a direct engagement or negotiation or to start the political negotiation process with the regime.
The war in Syria has now been going on nearly 5 years. African leaders are in Addis Ababa today for the opening session of the African Union Summit. AU Chairman Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe opened the gathering, which this year focuses on human rights, with the crisis in Burundi at the top of the agenda. The AU is considering a plan to send 5,000 peacekeepers in to contain violence that has killed more than 400 people. Burundi's government says it will fight foreign troop intervention. This is VOA News.